I think this is probably the worst Secretary of Education that we've ever had in the history of the Department of Education.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remoure responding to the confirmation of DeVos as the new federal education leader. Remoure was highly critical of DeVos and her comments made during confirmation hearings about allowing guns in schools.
Here is a woman that thinks that we should arm people in the schools out west keep our students safe from grizzly bears, and also has no experience in a public school.
Remoure calls it a travesty for public school children.
But what we have to do is we just have to batten down the hatches, and then we have to be prepared to fight for what we believe in, which is fight for our kids.
Honestly, it's a lot of anger, frustration.
Buffalo school board member Jennifer McCosey is upset with the confirmation of DeVos because of her past support for charter schools and private school vouchers.
So I don't know if she's going to be able to deal with whatever backlash is going to happen across the nation. And to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen in Buffalo, but people are fired up. She's gonna see or hear me in one way, shape, or another. She's going to hear Buffalo for sure.
And even from higher public education, there's a lack of confidence in DeVos. WBFO News asked Buffalo State President Catherine Conway Turner to weigh in on the confirmation.
I would like to think that we would have someone that had a stronger background or a background in public education. So, enough said.
Meanwhile, City School Board member McCosey says she's hoping many public districts band together to stand up against DeVos. McCosey tells WBFO News, as an elected leader, she will do whatever it takes to fight for public school children. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.